Nigel with me now to speak about that game. As far as first games go, Nigel, how good was that?
Yeah, delighted with the 3 points and the response from the players. I think Chris Morgan takes a lot of credit for what he's done this week. 7 points out of nine in the position that we're in is a great return.
There was a real energy about that performance today, wasn't there?
Yeah, I thought for the first hour, and we ran out of steam a little bit late on, but we got the 3 goals ahead, and crew are the sort of side that are just going to keep passing and playing.
2 more goals for Harry Maguire, who is one of the more unlikely top scorers at the club now with 4, but it's great when you can have them centre-halves chipping in, isn't it?
It's absolutely vital that we do a threat from set plays, and Harry's got them on the end of 4 now, so it's good. It takes a little bit of pressure off the strikers as well.
Good delivery from Stephen McGinn, I think, for both goals. Yep. And he's chipping in with the assists. He's looking very sharp, isn't he?
Yeah, I've been impressed with him since we've come in. And he actually made the first goal, winning the free kick himself, closing down. And then he was fouled just outside the box. So, yeah, we're impressed with him. And the response from the players, even in a couple of days, they look a very honest group of players.
And it was just a good vibe around the place today, wasn't it? The fans got behind the team, you know, 18,000 here for this one. There was times in the game as well when they just had a spell and the fans seemed to just lift the players again, didn't they?
The supporters have that ability to do that, and they probably don't appreciate as much as what they actually can do. When you are under the cosh a little bit, when you hear a roar coming from the home fans, it just gets you through that few minutes.
Did you like the look of the shape of your team? You've gone with the 4-4-2 today. Liked how it worked out?
Yeah, we're pleased. You know, a little bit of a blow losing Fabian Brandy through illness on the left-hand side. So we just put Simon Lappin in there. I thought he did well, nice and steady on the left. And the two strikers thought they caused some problems all game.
Is that something that you see sort of as a focal point for this team at the moment, to get lots of service into a front two? We've seen Taylor and King, you've got Sean Miller as an option off the bench as well. As you sort of move yourself up that table now, is that going to be important, do you think? You know, the two up front, getting the balls into them in the box.
Yeah, they have to have the service. And I think at this level, you have to get the two up front to give you a chance of scoring goals. Something will happen, put the centre-halves under pressure, and they'll get chances. I thought they both had chances today.
As you said, 7 points out of nine this week. Is the message to the players now, look, let's go on a run, let's see what we can do over the next few games? You're going to take it a game at a time, obviously. That's how managers seem to see things these days. But you can, you know, you've got an opportunity there, haven't you, to sort of change the season around after a difficult start?
Yeah, we just keep edging away from trouble. That's the plan. But the 7 points this week gives us a great foundation to build on.
How's Lyle Taylor? Just seemed to be in the wars a little bit today, didn't he?
Shattered. He looked tired in the last 20 minutes, but he ran his socks off in the first hour or so of the game. You know, I think he's got a little bit of work fitness-wise to do, match fitness. Marlon's still building up his fitness as well. Sean's on his way back. So hopefully in the next few weeks, months, they'll catch up.
There was no injury or obvious issue there when he came off. He just got caught, didn't he, I think, before he got chained.
Yeah, he's gone over on his ankle this week as well in training. But yeah, he'll be fine. I think he's a tough lad. He'll have had worse up in Scotland.
And Fabian Brandy, it's not too serious, the illness, is it? He's just going to miss this game, do you think?
No, he's had a sickness bug and everything. He was in on Friday to see the doctor. Very dehydrated. So the weekend, hopefully he'll be training next week.
There's been a bit of talk today that Adie White might be close to joining Sheffield United on loan from Leeds United. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we've made an inquiry for him, so we'll know a bit more on Monday or Tuesday.
Do you feel that you do need to get a couple in just to sort of boost the squad, maybe to get you through these next few weeks?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's quite a heavy programme. We've got the FA Cup coming up as well. So yeah, one or two, a little bit more quality might not do us any harm.
I won't ask you to go into too much detail, but what do you like about Adie? Why do you feel that he's a target?
He's a good. He plays anywhere up the left hand side. He plays left back or one on. Just think he's got good quality. His career stuttered a little bit in the last 18 months, but I still think he's a good player.
It's always important, is it, when you come into a new club, to start well, to start quickly, get a home win under your belt. You must be very satisfied with that today.
Oh, it's vital. You know, the confidence, getting the 3 goals as well, was lovely. And we just want the players to flourish from here.
I suppose a little bit of frustration that you couldn't also add a clean sheet as well, but the 3 points was important, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It just came through the middle, and it's something we're going to have a look at next week. We've just got to be a bit more solid in that situation. We don't have to go chasing the ball. You know, we can let them come to us a little bit more, and then we can pick them off. We still want to be a threat, and we're still trying to score goals.